starting on April 22nd, we are doing a free 5-day Homestead Skills Summit, and you are invited. It is 100% for free. And not only are you going to get access to amazing videos taken straight from my masterclasses, but we're going to have some incredible giveaways to get your hands on the resources and tools that will help you. And you get to join the live aspect and experience the community each day of the summit. And I will be doing a very special session on Friday. You are not going to want to miss this. As I said, it is 100% completely free. Go to melissaknorris.com/summit and make sure that you get registered now. Not only will that save your seat for free, but I'll also be sending out some special things leading up to our start date on April 22nd. I can't wait to see you there.
Hello and welcome to the Pioneering Today podcast with me, Melissa K. Norris, and today is going to be episode number 90, 5 hidden ingredients in skincare products. Our skin is our biggest organ and what we come in contact with affects us, and it's important to know what the ingredients are in anything that we're putting on our body or that we're eating, and not only the ones that are harmful, but also the ones that are beneficial and how they work with our bodies and our skin.
And we have a very special episode for you today, though I always feel like every episode is special. But today I'm really excited because I don't always have guests on the podcast. And so it's always exciting for me when I have someone else on here. And I am really excited to pick her brain because she has information that I actually don't know yet and I'm very interested in learning more about. So I figured you guys would be too. So what we're going to be getting into is skincare. And you might think on a Pioneering Today podcast and kind of homesteading thing that we typically talk about that that's kind of odd. But as we know, our skin is our biggest organ and it absorbs everything that we put onto it and that it comes in contact with. So I think it's really important in our health to make sure that what we're putting on our skin and what we're coming in contact with is safe, and that we know the dangers and the different things and different ingredients and how they work with our bodies and what they can do for us, both a risk or a benefit. And so I am excited to introduce you to Molly from Bloom Naturals. So Molly, welcome to the Pioneering Today podcast.
Well, thanks, Melissa. I'm just honored to be here. So thanks for inviting me.
Yay! Yeah, I'm super excited. So, Molly, explain to the listeners, because I, of course, know what Bloom Naturals is because I received your product and have been using it at the time of this recording for a week, and I am loving it so far. I have to say, it smells amazing. But can you explain to everybody what Bloom Naturals is, you know, who you are and what your company is?
Sure. Well, first of all, I always think when we, you know, venture into new areas of health or of areas that we want to improve on in our lives, that we need to kind of not get overwhelmed, and we need to just kind of absorb little things and see what kind of sticks, and then run with that, and then get that figured out, and maybe move to the next one. And you know, I'm going to kind of throw quite a bit of information at you, but just kind of don't get overwhelmed about it. Just enjoy it and see what you want to run with. So I love Martin Luther's quote. He says, "You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." So that's a good way to think about this whole process. But so my story is that I am I'm a mom and a wife, and my husband and I have been married 20 years, and we have 5 sons that are range from 19 to 13. Our last 2 are twins. And so about 15 years ago, we started to change the way my family ate. And I started learning about that. I never read New York bestsellers, but I'll read food on health, information on health or homeschooling. We homeschool and just all different things like that, more self-help stuff. And so, but it wasn't until a few years after that that someone had said to me, "Never put on your skin what you wouldn't put in your mouth." And I thought, that never occurred to me. I thought somebody was looking out for me and that everything you buy in the store was healthy and safe. And so I started to go back and I looked at the ingredients of the product, actually the 2 products that I would douse my little ones in since the time they were tiny newborns. Those 2 They smelled really yummy, the combination, but they have really toxic ingredients. And so I just was really frustrated that this was allowed. First of all, this was, I could just go buy it and douse my little ones with this, these toxic ingredients. So, you know, so here I was spending all this time making food, and we made yogurt from, you know, raw milk and made our own cheese and, you know, our butter and, you know, soaking grains and all that stuff. And so I was spending a lot of time doing that. And then I never took into consideration that I was feeding my kids toxins through their skin. So, so the first thing to kind of think about, so this isn't really going to be a, you know, top 10 list of things to stay away from. It's going to be things that are a little more hidden that you may not have even thought of or knew about. So the first thing is that, I'm going to kind of go through a really simple skincare formula, a lotion formula, and kind of walk through it to dissect it a little bit. So if you look at the products in your home, you'll find that probably all of them have water as the first ingredient, which means it is the largest quantity. So, and water breeds mold and bacteria when it's introduced to an ingredient. So in the same way that a grapefruit will mold on the countertop, but if you dehydrate it, it lasts indefinitely. That same thing works when it's in skincare. When you add water to a product, they call it an aqueous substance. When you add a water to a product, the FDA actually requires a strong preservative to combat the mold and bacteria.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, it's we don't know these things.
Yeah.
It's hidden, right? So, but then, so now you've all heard the term parabens. Like, Melissa, I'm sure you've heard the word parabens. Stay away from those.
Yes, parabens, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it because I am not a chemist, but phthalates, but it starts with a PTH, okay. Phthalates. Yeah.
Phthalates, yep. So, but what the industry is getting really good at now is hiding those ingredients or hiding preservatives in different names. Okay. So one, if you've ever heard of grapefruit seed extract.
Yes.
It sounds healthy. It sounds like you could go eat it, right?
Right.
Well, grapefruit seed extract is actually started out as grapefruit seed extract, but it goes through a 7-step process that involves an acid. And I have yet to find one grapefruit seed extract that doesn't have a preservative added back in to boost its ability to preserve. So that's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, because I would completely think, when in fact, I have looked at ingredient labels, and I always thought when it says water, I'm like, oh, well, all bodies are made up of a lot of water, so this has water in it. Like, that's probably a good thing. You know what water is. Like, that's not a hidden ingredient. I didn't even think about the mold part. And then grape seed extract, I have always seen that in things, and I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Like, oh, that's great. It's a natural ingredient. Like, I know what that is. It doesn't have a number assigned by it or, you know, I don't have to go and look up. It is. It's from grapefruit. So I am already learning a ton. And just for everybody who is listening, there will be show notes. So I will have this all written out. So if you want to go and grab this, I know a lot of us are listening on the go and we're listening to podcasts and you can't write it down, but we want to have, you know, this list of things to be aware of. So you can go to melissaknorris.com, click on the podcast button, and then this will be listed in the episodes and you can just click on that and go to the full on post and grab those notes. So, because I am taking notes as we're speaking, and I will get those typed up.
But there's a lot of different areas of our health. So there's skin, there's our food, there's the products we use to clean our home, there's the way we move our bodies. I mean, we are multifaceted beings, and there's more to us than just one thing, and that includes our health. There's more to our health than just one area. So that's why I am super excited to share with you guys this year. Not only am I an affiliate, but I'm also a contributor to this year's Ultimate Healthy Living Bundle. So this year's bundle is super cool. If you've never heard of the Ultimate Living Bundles before, they do out about 4 a year. This one is super awesome. So what it is it has 83 eBooks in it. Now, stay with me here. So it's not just any old eBook that we just come up with and grab to get a big old number. These are really vetted and they really take a lot of time to go through them. And there's eBooks and there's e-courses, and it's all designed to help you. So how to prepare wholesome and delicious real food, get the toxins out of your house for good, understanding and using natural remedies, breathing new life into your exercise habits, how to raise healthy kids in an unhealthy world. And then there's an entire, woohoo, my favorite part, guys, learning about gardening and homesteading. And there's meal planning, women's health issues, especially women's hormones, because as we all know, women's hormones can go wacky. And a lot of the things in our world, especially even in our food system, really affect women's hormones. And a lot of us don't even realize how or why or what the ingredients are in food that can really wreak havoc with your hormones. And hormones are not just, I know we typically think of women and hormones and we think of like estrogen and those hormones, but even your thyroid, what your thyroid produces, that's a hormone. So our hormone levels can have a lot of different impacts on our health. And it's all in the bundle and there's so much more. And if you can't tell, I'm super excited about it because I got to have a sneak peek and I'm also a contributor to it this year. So get this, the combined value of everything in the bundle is over $2,400. It really, truly is. But you get it all for 98% off. And I know I said 83 ebooks, which is like, I am never going to read 83 ebooks, right? So if you're worried about information overload, don't be. There is a really handy getting started guide that'll help you take action right away on the specific areas that you really want to learn and dive into so that you're not overwhelmed. And I keep talking about awesome bonuses. So one of the awesome bonuses happens to be mine. So you've probably heard me mention that we have the Pioneering Today Academy and I have a Home Canning with Confidence full e-course. Well, I am doing a Home Canning with Confidence mini e-course that is one of the bonuses, in this year's bundle. So I'm offering 5 of my video lessons that are taken straight from the full-on Home Canning with Confidence e-course, and I've never shared all of these videos together anywhere outside of the bonus, at this bonus, or outside of the course. So it's a $67 value all alone, and it's just one of the bonuses. And as we jump in and learn more from Molly and in this interview here, at the end of it, Molly will share with you a bonus to the bundle as well, because she has a really cool bonus that I think many of you are going to want to take advantage of. I took advantage of it already. So you don't want to miss this though, because the bundle is super short. And once it's over, it's like over for good. It's from September 21st, 2016, just through September 26th, 2016. So super short. And I have to tell you about another special bonus beyond the $251.95 in bonuses. There's 9 physical bonuses, there's 2 digital bonuses, and then there's 5 bonuses also that ship internationally, plus 1 more to Canada. So I'm offering to those who purchase the bundle and dive in and are going to take, you know, initiative and control of their health, I'm offering a special extra bonus. So this bonus is only if you purchase through my link, and you will get the information on how to claim it and all of that stuff in just a moment. But what I want to do is I'm going to be sharing a special live class, so a live webinar, and there will be a recording of it if you can't make it live, but making it live means you get to ask questions and all of that. So what I'm going to share is I've talked about some before, but I had stomach ulcers and acid in the past. I was on different medications that I had to take up to 6 times a day, but it wasn't helping. So I was sent to a specialist and I had my stomach and my esophagus biopsied for cancer, and I was just 28 years old. I had a newborn at the time and my son was 4 years old. So I'm going to share how I healed my ulcer and my stomach acid, the steps that I took and doing it naturally to get off of the medications and to not suffer from that anymore and really take direction of my health and then that of my family's as well. So I'm going to do a special live class. And then I'm also going to go into, because I was recently diagnosed, well, like 1.5 years ago, so not too recent, but I was recently diagnosed with low thyroid and my adrenal glands aren't working correctly. And so I want to share that too, because I know a lot of people are battling with thyroid, really low energy or adrenal gland, that kind of a thing. So what I want to do is I want to share how my journey to that, how it can help you, the steps that I take and things that you can apply and learn from that as well. So that's going to be a special live class that I'm going to be doing. And it's only for people, it's a bonus, who have purchased the Ultimate Healthy Living Bundle 2016 through my link. So if you want to check out more, so you can check out all the details and how about going and getting all of that, just go to melissaknorris.com/HL bundle. So it stands for healthy living, but I didn't want you to have to type all of that out. So again, to just check out all of the details, I have a special video that you can see and all of that fun stuff. So you can check out and see what's really all included and all of the information, including how to get access to the bonuses and my special bonus, go to melissaknorris.com/HL bundle. Okay, let's dive back in because Molly has some really awesome stuff that I think you're going to be super excited about. I sure was to finish learning.
Great. Perfect. So again, back to this really simple formula where we started with the water and as the primary ingredient, then we have to add a preservative if you have water. And so the grapefruit seed extract in place of parabens, and they're doing all different other things, but that's just one example, the grapefruit seed extract. So then hopefully in this formula, there's a healthy plant oil. And what I mean by that is that if you've ever heard of fractioned coconut oil, fractioned coconut oil is actually a fraction of coconut oil. So coconut oil is solid at room temperature. And so what that causes a problem for formulators, because if it's in the cold or if it's in warm, the consistency of the product changes. You don't have this creamy consistency no matter where it's stored. And so they will take it into a lab and they will remove the parts that solidify so that you have a liquid consistency all the time, like most plant oils.
Right.
So that's fractioned coconut oil. There's also what they call RBD, and it's refined, bleached, and deodorized. And what this also does is it's kind of like what we did with the milk industry when we couldn't really regulate it. We just pasteurized and homogenized everything so that it burned off everything. So there wasn't any bacteria or there wasn't any, it didn't have anything in it really. It's just kind of dead. And so that's what happens with a lot of our plant oils is they're refined, they're bleached and deodorized. And so they really don't have the nutrients that you actually want in them because they're so rich in nutrients and in hydration and all that kind of stuff. So back to the formula, we've got the water, we have the preservative, we have the healthy plant oil, hopefully. And then we all know in science class, we learned you can't mix oil and water. Well, you can in the cosmetic industry, actually. You would need an emulsifying wax. Now, it used to be whale flubber, and now they've gotten away from that for obvious reasons.
Right.
but one of them is called cetyl alcohol. And most of them, anyways, are basically a cocktail of a bunch of toxins. And they don't have to actually list all the ingredients that go into it. They just have to list the ingredients. So if I were to go and buy cetyl alcohol, I would only have to list cetyl alcohol, not all the ingredients that was used to make up that cetyl alcohol.
Okay.
So when you are looking at an ingredient list, you're not necessarily even seeing all of the ingredients in it. Okay?
Okay.
So we've got the water, we've got the preservative, we've got the healthy plant oil, and we've got the emulsifying wax.
Okay.
So the emulsifying wax, what that does is it suspends the oil and the water molecules together. So you have this creamy consistency, whether your lotion is in the car on a warm day or whether it's in, the refrigerator or something, you have this consistency of it because they're suspended together. Okay. So this is where you get the lotion and cream. By definition, that's what a lotion and cream are. It's a water and an oil mix together suspended. So you got the water, preservative, oils, and the emulsifying wax.
Okay.
And out of those four ingredients, and remember, this is a really simple formula. There aren't products that are this simple. But in this four, only one of them is actually beneficial to your skin.
Okay.
So the water can be beneficial. It's why they advertise, it reduces the appearance of fine lines. Well, what happens is it plumps your skin up with the water, but then it dehydrates, it evaporates. And so then your skin goes back.
Right.
So that's why they advertise that. So in this formula, you only have one ingredient that has the potential to be beneficial to your skin. So when you go and look at a product, you're basically paying for a tiny fraction of actually beneficial ingredients. And skincare can be very expensive these days. I mean, they charge an arm and a leg for a lot of them. But
yes. Anyways,
so that's kind of another thing that they tend to do is when you see like a vitamin E, okay, you think, yes. Hey, vitamin E, that's awesome. And I can identify with that.
Right.
Well, most vitamin E's are actually, they are either isolated in a lab.
Okay.
So like, let's say like an avocado oil, they take an avocado oil, they isolate the vitamin E and they sell that. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is that they actually take what vitamin E does and they mimic what it does in a laboratory. They mimic the properties of it. So it kind of does the same thing in a sense.
So it's basically synthetic then.
It's a synthetic form, yes.
Okay.
To mimic the properties of it. So those are just kind of things that you might not have known about and things that are more hidden that you really have to investigate to find out what is in it. You know, when a product says it has, you know, cucumber extract or something in it, you think, "Woo, I'm getting something healthy."
Yes.
But it's really all, and I will have a lot of people say to me, "Oh, I got this product and it's got really good ingredients." And, you know, I, if they ask, I will read it. And so I'll read through it and I'll just be like, yes, there are good ingredients, but then there's a lot of other things in there that are just, you know, are not beneficial to the skin. So why does this even matter? Okay. Yes, it's an issue of health. Okay. But it's also an issue of when, did I talk about detoxing the body?
No, let's go into that. Yeah.
Okay. So when you detox your body, you feed your body good, healthy ingredients. What happens is your body is able to process that food really quickly, and then it takes the rest of its time to go and heal your body. That's what happens in a detox. It's not necessarily the food. There's nutrients and things in the food, but it's not necessarily the food that's helping. It's just the fact that your body is not needing to spend time processing the junk that's in it. It can go and start healing itself. It goes to those areas that are healing. When, you know, does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Yes.
So the same happens with your skin. When you're able, when you just feed it beneficial ingredients and it doesn't have to process the acetyl alcohol, the emulsifying wax, the preservative, which gets absorbed into your skin, it doesn't have to the dyes and the perfumes, it has to all go somewhere, which is why we're pretty obsessed with cleaning morning and night, because we need to clean all that stuff out. But when you just feed it beneficial ingredients, it enhances what your skin is already doing. And so your skin can go about, your body can go about the work of healing your skin. So we're finding people are getting eczema and some even psoriasis. That's a tough one. But and acne, that people have been struggling for years with acne are finding relief because it's removing all of the extra ingredients and only adding beneficial ingredients into your skin that actually helps your body, helps your skin to heal itself. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, you don't have to have a laboratory. You don't have to, you know, do all this fancy footwork or all this fancy suspension. And yet you have just this good nourishing thing that's a jar full of all beneficial instead of a jar full of fluff and, you know, cheap fillers. So that's kind of the detoxing your skin thing.
And I love this because I've already done this in with our family's diet, and it's so funny because before this recording, for all of you guys who are listening, Molly and I had emailed back and forth, but we had never talked and went in depth in anything. And so I am loving listening to this because I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is so me. That is so the path that I took with my own health and with my family. Is first we started with food, you know, and it was cutting out the processed ingredients and the things that are, you know, genetically modified or really heavily refined and or not even really food anymore. They've been processed so much that they're more of just like, you know, a food like substance, but they're not really because they're so far from their original form. And so that has been my thing too, is it's baby steps with your food, you know, baby steps with everything. Go slow so that you can really get it to stick instead of being overwhelmed. And so when you were first talking, I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is so weird. Like I feel like, you know, like we're like best friends. Like this is so me. And so I love all of this because it really is true. Like simple is better. Like the more that we break it down, like less is more. And that is true for so much of life, but even with our skincare as well. And so I love that It's the food that we eat when our body doesn't have to try to break through all the processed and the chemicals and all of that stuff and break it down, that then it can focus on what it needs to do and how it's
Correct.
supposed to act and supposed to go. And I never, honestly, before you phrased it and put it like that, I never really thought about it in that form, is that then your body can just go and do its thing and actually heal itself, and we're not inhibiting it. We're just helping it to
Correct.
do what it was already created to do. So I love this. It gave me like a mini epiphany here.
I'm so glad. Yes, anytime. So another thing to think about, recently there's been this news about, antibacterial, and they're saying, okay, we're not doing antibacterial because we're this kind of clean obsessed society. And so we, the skin, so I'm just going to, I'm sure we all know this, but the skin has three layers. The epidermis is the outer layer, the dermis is underneath, and then the subcutaneous tissue. And the epidermis is actually the protective layer of your skin. And it is actually your body's first line of defense to against the environment, against infection and different, things that we're coming in contact with. And plus it helps to keep your skin healthy. So your skin should be acidic, slightly acidic, not super acidic, but slightly acidic. Your body alkaline, that's where you're most healthy, but your skin should be slightly acidic.
Right.
And that acidity, the fact that your skin is acidic and the epidermis, it protects against irritation, inflammation, and premature aging, or aging, not premature.
Right.
But and so the product that is on the ingredient that is found in almost everything that's sudsy is called sodium lauryl sulfate. I'm sure we've all heard that.
Yes.
It is found in toothpaste and shampoos and cleansers, and actually it's used for heavy duty cleansers and engine degreasers. So that's what it's used for. So imagine putting that on your skin. So hardly any of us get dirty enough to warrant the use of a soapy cleanser all over our bodies. Like, I'm talking torso, legs, arms, face. Okay. I actually would never recommend washing your face with a cleanser of any kind. I haven't used cleansers in 10 years or something on my face, but even on your body. What happens is this kind of caustic cleanser strips your skin, even gentle. Like, you can use Castile soap, which is much more gentle. But even that still strips your skin of naturally occurring oils that help to protect it, and it changes the pH level of your skin. It also, because it strips the skin, the oils of your skin, your body says, "Whoa, I need more moisture," and then you add it, so it goes into production of oil. And then you add moisture back in, it goes, "Whoa, okay, I don't need oil. I don't need any moisture." And so then it slows it down. And so what happens is you have this kind of a roller coaster of oils on your skin. And so sometimes you have, like, it's going into overproduction, sometimes going to underproduction. And to really enhance what is already there, you want to just keep your oil levels balanced. That's what helps you stay hydrated, instead of, sometimes you're like, "Man, I'm so dry right now." Now, a lot of that can be the, drinking plenty of water. That's a really good way to hydrate from the inside out. But a lot of it is the fact that we're using these cleansers, they're stripping the skin, and our skin doesn't know what to do. It's just confused. And so we talk about oil cleansing. I'm sure you've heard of the oil cleansing method. Well, what the concept is that by adding an oil onto your skin, and they talk about castor oil. I don't know if, Melissa, do you use castor oil?
I don't use castor oil. In fact, I'm very fascinated by this because I actually have combination skin. So, as a teenager, of course, most of us battle with some type of acne as our hormones and stuff are, going haywire and figuring themselves out. But I have adult acne. And so I do wear makeup. I know it's contradictory in a lot of people's mind when you think homesteader, but I am the homesteader that I will just be flat out there. Like, I like rhinestones on the pockets of my jeans, and I will be out there slinging it in the barnyard. But I like my lip gloss, and I do like to wear a little bit of makeup. And so I always wash my face at night because I have makeup on it. So I do actually use a Castile soap. And then, of course, I put a moisturizer back on, which a lot of times is in the form of a jojoba oil because that is mimics the pH balance of our skin so well. So when you said to, and you just said that, I'm like, oh, well, what am I supposed to use then?
Right. Well, let me tell you. So that drying of skin really is actually what can lead to acne and even eczema, because it opens it for irritation. But for acne, it's really a clogging of your pores because you've got that oil that's constantly, you know, being added, extra oil being added and then taken off. And so people tend to think, oh, I can't put oil on. That would be the worst thing to put on acne. But that's actually not the case. It's just what you're putting on, what kind of oil you're putting on, what kind of plant oils, and a combination of them. Because the oil production, you want to keep the oil production steady. And so we talked about the oil cleansing method. And people say, you know, castor oil, but I think that's really drying. And so I just would stay away from that. But what we have two products. One is Nourish and one is Cure. And you could use Nourish or Cure, depending on your irritation. For Cure, you would use that more if you have acne, eczema, irritated skin. And so what Cure does is it's a bunch of plant oils and some lavender essential oil and grapefruit essential oil. And grapefruit essential oil kind of acts like a rotor for your pores.
Okay.
And so it kind of goes to clean out the pores. The oils in it have some omega-6s, omega-3s, and just a lot of nutrients to go and help that protective layer, keep the oil levels balanced, keep the pH balanced, slightly acidic. But it also, we had it tested in a lab, and it consumed the yeast and the bacteria that was introduced to it.
Really?
So
essentially,
it's actually an antibacterial. You can't, you know, list that because then it is a medication or something, a drug, the FDA, but it has antibacterial properties. So when you use that for your body, remember, hardly any of us get dirty enough to warrant the need for soap all over.
Right.
But if you use that on your body, you're actually helping kill the bacteria, the dirt, mm-hmm. but you're also hydrating your body. So you're keeping your moisture levels. So actually people say, I don't even need lotion twice a day. I just do it in the morning. And because you're not messing with the levels.
Okay.
So Nourish does the same thing, but it's more, it has less nutrients for the Cure has more nutrients for irritated skin. And then the Nourish works for body and face, as your cleanser. And so it actually even takes off makeup. Nourish and Cure both take off makeup.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have Nourish and
okay, yeah.
I just got it and I just started using the eye cream, and everything. So I am putting it down. The time of this recording, you guys, is September 13th, 2016. So I am going to only use the Nourish. I am like, wait, raising
go.
My hand here saying that woo-hoo! I'm not going to use my Castile soap. I am going to do a total test on myself, so to speak. So I am going to only use that. And I'm going to be fair, because it takes so many weeks for that lower layer of our skin, the epidermis, to rise to the surface. So for 4 weeks, I'm not going to go back to my old habits, and I'm just going to use the Nourish. And then I will post an update on the blog or in a future podcast episode on the difference that I have noticed. So we're going to put it down.
Yay.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I love that.
I'm excited.
Yes. So that's kind of the story, and that's kind of what, you know, I don't know if there's other questions about skincare, but you know, that's kind of just in a nutshell, things that we have been told and just kind of changing our thinking about how we use soap. So soap really is, I recommend it for just certain areas, and we all know what areas those are.
Right.
But everything else really can just use a hardworking bacteria fighting product, you know? So
yeah, no,
that really works the best.
Yeah, I'm very excited because, of course, too, speaking of, you know, acne and stuff, my children are, well, I have one, my son is 11, so he's a preteen, and my daughter is younger than that. She's only 7, so they're not quite there yet. But I know when I was in high school, like I said, you know, acne is a thing, and so, you know, you reach for a lot of the over-the-counter acne products and you are washing your face twice a day and using non-comedogenic, products and everything. So I'm actually really excited that I'm getting this knowledge to pass on to them, you know, before they reach that point, so that when it comes, I can be like, okay, we're going to, you know, try this and this and this and this. So, sure. Yeah. So thank you, because I'm really, like I said, I'm excited to be able to apply this to myself as I'm going to be doing my test here. And then that for them as well as they grow up so that they have this knowledge before, you know, I feel very fortunate to be learning this stuff. I still like to think of myself as fairly young, don't we all?
Sure. Of course, yes.
But for them, that they don't, you know, have to learn this as an adult and later in life, that they'll have this knowledge, you know, from the get-go. So I'm super excited. And I think too, like you said, it's a lifelong, we're always learning. Like there's so much, like when we first start out and that's, you know, the baby steps, there's so much that we're going to be learning as we go through life and applying. And I'm just excited to take all of this and try it. So
I just wanted to mention that, you know, when you're looking at the ingredients on a product, one thing is just a really easy key to look for is if it has numbers or capital letters, mm-hmm. not just the first letter, but the capital letters, that those are you would want to stay away from those. Okay. You know, you never go and pick, you know, apple number 5, right? You don't go to the, you know, apple orchard and pick apple number 5. So, you know, and like, you know, PEG, polyethylene glycol, or DEA, or, you know, all those things that you'll see that if they're capital letters and they have numbers behind them, they have been made in a laboratory. And, you know, I would try to just stay away from products that have any of that. And really even water, because water, you know, we've talked about what water does. And so it's just something you just want to stay away from because it requires a bunch of other ingredients that you don't need.
Right. In order to stabilize it, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have gotten so many great tips. Like you are such a wealth of information, Molly. Thank you so much. And
I'm so glad to do it.
Yay. And so I'm super excited because for those of you who are listening, and so the date for this is very short, but it's really spectacular. So it's September 21st, 2016 through September 26th. So it's a short 6-day period there, but it is the Ultimate Healthy Bundle, which Molly and I are both a part of this year. And the Ultimate Healthy Bundles, anything that the Ultimate Bundle team does, but specifically the Healthy Bundle, has a lot of amazing things for an incredible price. So Molly, I would love for you to share with everybody the bonus item that you are offering in this year's Ultimate Healthy Living Bundle.
Yeah. So this is my second Healthy Living Bundle and I did it last year too. And it's just such a blessing to be a part of just a neat group of people who have such a wealth of information. I mean, and just kind of discovering people and discovering what they have to learn. It's like, I've wanted to learn that. Now I don't have to go through the research. I can just read all the work that they've done. So, we are offering at Bloom Naturals, we're offering, a $15 off any product or a set of products. And I just want to mention, we do all make it ourselves. We don't farm out that side. Everything's in-house so we can really control what is, you know, what is used. We're not just, you know, I'm not just a spokesperson for something. I mean, that's really something that we started and I started and now it's just kind of a family business. So anyways, our bonus offer is that we're $15 off any product. So,
awesome.
Shipping is $5.99 in the US. So,
okay. Yeah. And it's not like a minimum purchase. It's the $15 off any item that you
correct. Buy. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. And I have to say, I've noticed myself in using the natural and I have to say when you're reading labels, natural is not really a safeguard that the product is really truly good for you, because natural is just like this word that the industry has glommed onto that makes it sound good, but it doesn't really mean anything. There's no regulations in them using the term natural. So just to put that out there. But I've noticed since I've started using more of, you know, the homemade or from company, like, and I am just found out about Molly and grabbed my bonus actually through her from Bloom Naturals so that I could try out the products as well, is you use so much less. And it's because there's not all those fillers in there, but you really only have to use a tiny bit. It goes so much further and you just use so much less of the product. So it lasts a lot longer. Have you found that to be true too?
It's so funny because I actually have thought about putting a video together for our product hand because you need so little that it's just, they can't do it. I mean, I get people calling like, my hands are just full. And I'd be like, you just literally, I mean, you would be surprised at how much you need to actually hydrate your skin. And so it's kind of funny because that's just on my list to do because people always just, you know, we're so used to squeezing it out. And, you know, and just because it's full of a lot of things that don't really do anything. And so you need a larger quantity. And actually, we went on a little vacation this summer and I went to a spa just for a treatment. And they have like the whole spa thing set up and they have the shampoo and they have the cleanser and the scrubber and all that stuff. And I thought, I'm going to be a, you know, I haven't used anybody's products in a year. I mean, since I started, since even before I started this. So I'm like, I'm just going to be a consumer today. And so I'm like, I'm just going to spa myself up with all these products. And, you know, we've talked about my story and how I just felt led by the Lord to start this. And so I can say this because I feel more of an employee than a founder really. But you know, it was this sense of, as I'm putting lotion on and just feeling like there's nothing here, but I was like, yay, God, you know, that's so cool that you can use so little and you can be such a good value and it is way more effective. And so that is really exciting. So that was just a little epiphany for me and just kind of a fun moment where it's just like, yep, okay, I've stepped away from this. I'm not just in it, but I'm really stepping away from it and experiencing the other stuff that's out there. And I was really excited. So that was kind of fun for me. So,
hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this interview and learned as much as I did because I seriously learned a ton. So I want to share with you our verse of the week, and it's actually more than one verse, and it comes from Ephesians. I've been spending quite a lot of time in Ephesians lately, and so I wanted to share this one. I was reading it this morning, and it just really kind of, you know, those verses that you read it and it just sticks with you throughout the day and you just kind of keep going over it. Well, those are the ones that I like to share with you. I mean, God's word is awesome no matter what, but there's sometimes just those certain passages that really speak to us in a moment in time. So that's what I want to share with you today. So we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 2, and it's going to be verse 6 through 8. And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, the limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, and his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. And I really like this because a lot of times I tend to sit in the point of where I look at myself and I think, oh my goodness, I have done so many things wrong in my life. And even though I know that we can't earn grace, we can't earn our salvation, that in no way do any of us deserve the grace and the mercy that God has given us, sometimes I forget that. And I'll really get on myself if I make a mistake or I mess up, or on the other hand, if I'm having one of those times where I really feel that I'm living for the Lord and I'm really doing things good, then on the other hand, it's like the flip side of the coin, right? It's finding that balance. And so I really love to remember that it doesn't matter what I do, that God called us to him, that his love is what draws us to him, and nothing we do or don't do can take that away. So I hope that you remember that too. And I think it's especially fitting when we're talking about, you know, doing healthier things and using healthier products, and, you know, our body is a temple of the Lord and we do the best that we can. But I think a lot of times too that we're like, oh my goodness, like there's just so much that I don't know, or there's just so much to do and I don't feel that I can do it all. I want us to extend the same amount of grace to ourselves and to our journey of being healthier and living more healthier as well. Because a lot of times we kind of close that area off and we'll tend to pass a lot of judgment on it or just make ourselves feel guilty, like, oh my goodness, you know, I shouldn't have ate that or I shouldn't have done this or that. And just remember that God's grace accompanies everything and just to rest in that. So I hope that that gives you some peace and comfort, as it did me, and just a reflection on how good God is and to remember that and to thank Him for that instead of always worrying about and to just rest in His grace, because grace is pretty amazing. And sometimes I think we forget to just sit and reflect on what that grace actually means for us and how awesome it is. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget to go and check out all of the awesomeness in the Ultimate Healthy Living Bundle at melissaknorris.com/HLBundle.